And again, that's where we are. That's where we live. And we need ministries in our church, like our bus ministry, like our shepherd's ministry and our Christian school and all of our ministries. We have a couple of ministries, though, that we want to feature tonight, and we want to say some things. We're going to start off with our teen ministry, and Brother Caleb Engel, he's excited. It's very interesting when Brother Varnum had his car accident and was not able to continue as the youth director. I still, of course, have stayed very close with him. His burden for the teens never changed and still has not changed. And this is the man that he wanted to come and take his place, Brother Caleb. And he was the one that he was excited about, and I'm excited about him. He's doing a fantastic job, and he loves teenagers. And he loves your teenagers, but he also loves teenagers in the area that need Christ. And he is going to share with you really his idea, a plan to have a big teen rally. And that he's going to tell you all about that. I don't want to take away from his presentation. But listen to him, please, and understand the burden on his heart and help. Okay, he is going to ask for help. And it is an important ministry, it's an important mission to reach teenagers with the gospel of Christ. So I trust that you'll listen to him in just a few minutes. And then after that, Brother Kevin Chase is going to come. And a new ministry, kind of a new ministry, a year old ministry in our church, the Spanish ministry. Originally, we kind of thought 17% of the county had people that spoke Spanish, and I think it's probably closer to 11 or 12%. I'm not sure exactly, but a lot of Spanish-speaking people in Lenawee County. And Brother Chase and several of our folks here, the Salazars, others in the church, have been able to lead many of them to Christ. And now they have a place to come. And it's going to take a little time. We know that, and it has been a year. But Brother Chase is going to tell us some things about the Spanish ministry. Some Spanish folks in the Spanish ministry are going to come, and they're going to sing. And then we're going to close out with a message. Brother Chase will preach in Spanish, and Brother Lima will interpret in English. And I'm excited about that because, again, we had two Spanish-speaking people in our service last night, and the whole service was English, but they were wearing headsets. They had we have a PA system. And Brother Carlos Salazar was back in the back, and he was interpreting to them. And you're going to kind of get a feel of what it's like to have an interpreter interpret the message. And, you know, what's exciting about our Spanish ministry is it's all in Spanish. They sing in Spanish. The announcements are all in Spanish. The preaching is in Spanish. And if you speak English and you go down there, you're going to feel like those Spanish people feel when they come to our service in here, and that's all they hear is English. You know, we've already had one person saved who all they could hear was English, and they had no idea. And I believe it was Brother Shaver led him to the Lord in the service. Is that right? Was that here? We actually had that happen here. But isn't it great that they can hear it in their own language? And I praise the Lord for that. So I'm excited about tonight. And so they're just going to come. Brother Engel's going to come first. And listen to him. All right, and let him share his burden. I believe before that, we do have that little video clip. Amen.
All right, Brother Steve, if we could have the lights, please. We'll show a short video.
Across the ocean.
Caleb.
Well, I'm not preaching, but I can if you want. So, all right, I know we don't have enough time for two preachers, but I do want to thank the church very much for allowing me to have this. That wasn't supposed to get to me. It's supposed to get to you, that video. But I know we don't cry. But just all right. If I crack, sorry. But I do want to thank you, church members, for allowing me to be here and allowing me to minister to your teenagers. I love them with all my heart. I should have cried earlier so this didn't happen. So, all right, but if I can get through it. But again, thank you to the people that do help with the youth program. Again, I know somebody, I'm not going to be able to mention everybody's name, but I know Brother Pearson, just helping for 30 plus years working with the teenagers, the ladies that helped me on Wednesday night with the teenage girls, who are always perfect, never a handful. If you know our teenage girls, you know it's totally a lie, but we try. So Cheyenne is here, so she knows what I'm talking about. But Cheyenne's one of the good ones. That's why she's here tonight. But I do want to thank the people that help us. Again, the Varnums, thank you so much. Again, they were here long before I was, and I probably get some of the credit that they did with the teenagers, and they still do a lot with them. And just working with them, and made it really easy for me to come here and talk and be with the teenagers. None of them gave me a hard time. You know, all of our teenagers are pretty perfect. Close to perfect. So I want to thank the Varnums for helping with that. They still help with youth activities and ask if they can help with anything. But again, thank you so much for allowing me to be full-time and working with the teenagers. Again, if you are a youth director, if you've ever been that, or you know it's a full-time position working with teenagers and helping them. And I'm excited to be working with teenagers. And as you can tell, I kind of care about it a lot. And again, I don't really cry much in front of people. I'm in front of people all the time. But just tonight, just thinking about missions and our mission field, it did get me cut up a little bit. So, but I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on in the youth program with some plans I have. Again, also just to tell you what has been going on, and maybe if your teenagers don't tell you, this was mostly at our house. My dad, hey, Caleb, what'd you learn today at church? Jesus or God. That's pretty much it. So if your teenagers do the same thing, I'm going to tell you what's going on, and I am going to ask for your help, because there's one of me. And I'm not much anyway, so I do need a lot of help with the teenagers in a lot of different areas. So I will be asking for help at the end of it. But some different things going on, especially we have Sunday, we have different classes for all the teenagers, 7th through 12th grade. Again, we have the greatest staff of teachers, all volunteers. Mrs. Varnum teaches the 7th through 8th grade ladies, the girls, and Mrs. Rogers teaches the 9th through 12th. And again, parents, have your teenagers go to their class. Again, sometimes people say, hey, you know, they're not in class. And all these are directly, the teachers make these classes for teenagers. Okay, don't let them come into pastors, even though pastor is the greatest preacher ever. There was a laugh. There wasn't any amens. What is that? Come on. Amen. All right, but they have these lessons designed for teenagers, okay? They don't want to hear about transfiguration, pastors, very deep methods, and sermons and things. So have them go to their classes. And again, Brother Craig Pearson, he teaches the 7th through 9th grade boys. I teach the 10th through 12th. So you know it's in good hands there. But have them come to Sunday school. Again, I said, well, we get up late. Don't get up late. Come early. Be on time. Be at Sunday school. We put a lot of time and effort into Sunday school. We want to make it exciting. We do a lot of different things. Again, mostly announcers are handed out there. So have them at Sunday school. So I'm very proud of our Sunday school program. And I think if you have your teenager come, they're going to get something out of it. Again, always have them there when the church is open. Thank you. Oh, I almost dropped it. Thank you, Josh. But have them there. Teen Chapel, 5 o'clock every Sunday afternoon. Okay, this was different. When I first came here, I never saw a church do this, but I definitely saw the purpose after going just and learning. Again, it's a teaching time. I do a lot of fun and games. We sing some silly songs, not with Larry, but silly songs with Caleb. And we do a lot of fun things, play a lot of games, try to have guest speakers, which the teenagers love. I don't know why they love guest speakers more than my speaking. But we do a lot of great things in there, but have your teenagers here for that too. Again, a lot of times it seems like I don't even get to talk to teenagers because they're not here for Sunday school or teen chapel, and then I never get to speak to them except for, hey, how you doing? How's football? Or something like that. So I have them here for that. Again, not saying that I'm the great speaker, but anytime the Bible is open and it can be preached, it's a good thing for them to be here, especially as a teenager. Again, just think back when you were a teenager. Let me ask you, this is a very difficult question. Who here was a teenager at one point in your life? All right, everybody was. So we know exactly what it's like going through the teenage years. Again, I'm young enough to remember my teenage years. I don't know if you are or not. No. I'm trying to make friends tonight. But remember when you were a teenager, all the things that you had to go through, all the hard decisions and important decisions, and maybe who helped you. Again, after my pastor and my parents, the person who helped me the most was my youth pastors. And again, I'm not saying that I am anything great, but I do think I have something to offer your teenagers. Again, I pray for them. I fast for them. Again, this is not a job to me. I don't clock in and clock out. Again, a lot of them have called me at like 3 in the morning, and it's like, click. They don't say anything. They just want to see if I'll pick up. He does care. Don't do that, please. Just if you have something important happened, you can call me. But other than that, yeah. See, I need to turn my phone off after like 6 o'clock or maybe 10. But again, I do care about your teenagers, but have them here. Have them here for all the things we're doing. Again, something we're doing, I know Brother Varm did this, and I'm doing this, continuing it, is a spring and fall program. And right now, we're right at the start of our fall program. It's called Gender Wars. You can probably get what it's about. But it's the guys versus the girls. Okay. Now, I'm not biased at all. I just want the guys to win. So, but your teenager comes home asking about, hey, how's Gender Wars going? Is your team winning? What place are you? We have the top 10 listed every week in our newsletter for the teenagers. We have the top, or all the kids listed downstairs in the youth room. We have the teams listed and everything. So get excited about it. I know some of them are like, oh, I can't win anyway. But if you as a parent will help me to get your teenager excited, again, I can only do so much, but if I don't have you backing me at home, I'm never going to do what we can do with our teenagers. Again, my parents, again, I believe greatest parents in the world, and they would reinforce what the youth pastor and the pastor said at home. I think that's a huge reason why I'm in the ministry now, a huge reason why I have the love for God that I do have. So please, parents, help me to do that. Again, when your kids come home Sunday afternoon, again, you can watch football. That's great. But ask, hey, how's Sunday school? How's your the youth program doing? How's Gender Wars? Get excited about it. And teenagers, do get excited. And I don't want to look at certain people that always forget to fill out their activity reports. Say, I can't do this. But you get excited about it. Again, some people are like, well, you shouldn't give away rewards and stuff like that. It's just bribing them. But you want to know the real reason I went soul winning? Because I wanted to go to Disney World at the beginning. Now it's just because I'm supposed to. And I love people. But we had a fall program here when I was in the youth group, and we got to go to Disney World. And some of the teenagers thinking, now, how come we can't go to Disney World now? Because we had no money. No, because a lot of reasons. But the IRS doesn't like that anymore. But we do a lot of fun things for our fall program. So we need to get them excited about that. Soul winning on Wednesdays. Soul winning Wednesday. We have soul winning every single Wednesday for the teenagers. Again, it's mostly myself and Mrs. John. She's here. She helps me tremendously with that, taking out the teenage girls. But it's a convenient time for your teenager. Because they don't have an excuse of, well, I have to do this or that. They just can come right there from the school, come with us. We go to different areas, go soul winning. Again, I need help with that, though. If anyone likes to go soul winning, you don't have anything going on for some reason during that time, you can make time. I'd love for you adults, if you know how to soul win, come with us. If you don't, I can show you, and then you can show the teenagers. Again, with one of me going around, there's not always enough for me to go with every single person. But soul winning on Wednesdays, have your young person go. You know, if you don't, if they have lessons or something, I know some of the guys have lessons that day for piano, different things. Take them out yourself. But soul winning, you have to have them soul winning. How can you have a heart for people if you don't go soul winning? Okay, you got to teach them how to go soul winning. You got to take them soul winning. All right, but those are some just some things that we're going to do all the time. But there's some new ministries that we're just starting, and I'm really excited about doing. Pastor mentioned it a little bit. But our public school ministry, I really just going to youth conference last year and going to pastor school and talking to Brother Reno Likens, which a lot of you know him. And he was just talking about having a public school ministry. And again, at the college, at House Anderson, where I went to, they had Bible clubs. And I really wanted to do something for the public schools. Just in the three public schools we have around us, Madison Junior and Senior High, the Adrian High School, and Springbrook Junior High, we have over 2,000 students, teenagers, just within a 3 or 4 mile radius of us. So what I was doing, I went out and I sent letters out to all the schools around us, not just those ones, but I sent out letters to all the principals, just telling them who I was, just telling them that I support them and I back them, and just thanking them, kind of buttering them up, you know, trying to get into the schools, and just tell them, if you need anything, I'm here. I have a degree in counseling. I do, but it sounds better when I say it on paper. But I can counsel for you. I can, if you need me to pray in your games. I just sent that out to all the schools in our county and hopefully going to get some feedback. But I went to a couple of the public schools and talked to the principals and asked them if there's any way possible I can come in. I can talk to the teenagers. I can eat lunch with them. I can have a Bible club with them. And I've just been praying about that a lot and have a real burden for that. And I am in right now Madison Junior and Senior High and Springbrook Middle School. I'm able to go there every Tuesday to Springbrook and every Friday to Madison. So just pray for that. You got to be politically correct with this. And if you know me, I'm not politically correct. I don't like being politically correct. It's not fun. You just got to bite your tongue a lot, but that's what you got to do. So going to the public schools, again, I have gone to Adrian. That was actually the first school. They have 1,200 students just at Adrian High School. So they're a really big school in our area. And I went there, and I talked to the principal, and just the conversation didn't go as well as I like. And, we kind of got in a fist fight and got him headlock. No, and it still didn't work. So Adrian High School, as of right now, is not letting me in. So I would ask you to pray for that. Again, I would really like to be able to get into Adrian High School. I know we have a lot of teenagers that come to our church from the high school. So pray that I can get in there and just be able to eat lunch with the kids or talk to them. But whatever way I can get in the door there. Again, I've talked to CLA and talked to them about what the laws are and everything. But I thank God so much that we're able to get into Springbrook and able to get into Madison. And what I would do right now, again, because I just started doing this, I've only been doing it for, less than a month now, because school started September 8th. I go in there on Tuesdays to get to Springbrook, and I'm able to eat lunch with the young people. Again, I'm not able to get a room yet, but I'm allowed to pray with them. I'm allowed to quote scripture to them. Now I can't get up on a table and yell and scream and say, "You're going to hell." I can't do that. Okay, again, this is where I don't want to get kicked out. Because all it takes is one person to say, "I'm offended," and then I have to leave. But I say, "Well, I'm offended about you," but they don't care about that because we're Christians. But they don't really seem to care if we get offended. But if I offend one atheist or one person that just doesn't like me, I can be gone. It just totally depends on what the principal says. There's no law saying I can do it or I can't. But the principal is the only one that can say yes or no. So, again, I'm into two schools right now. I'd like to get into Adrian High School as well. So just continue to pray about that. Again, it's a very big burden of mine. I know we get to go door-to-door, and we meet teenagers that way, and I meet people that way. But I just walk it into it. I'd love to take people in there sometime and just show you it. Just walk it into it and just see teenagers everywhere. And I got to stop myself from just going to them and witnessing everybody because I know I'm not allowed to do that, and I know we could get sued, and I know there's all these different things that could happen. Looking at pastors like, "What? Okay, I could get sued." Just cover your bases. I think we had something that signed, "Only sue Caleb Engel, not the church." We had to do that. But it's a very touchy topic in the public schools, anyone that believes in Christ. So just again, pray for our public schools. Again, the principals that these two schools, Madison and Springbrook, have just been so great to me. Again, I haven't been able to get a Bible club per se as far as where I could actually teach them every day that I go there. But I am able to get my foot in the door. Again, some kids that maybe come off and on have been coming regularly since I started doing that. Again, the base is I want to try to get our public school kids to bring in some their friends. I can meet them. I can try to get their address. Again, I'm not allowed to just pass out something here, put your address down. But I have to be very sneaky. No, I have to be very good with getting names and addresses and things just so that I don't get in trouble with any parents or anything like that. I just remember to pray for that. Now, one thing we're doing in November, though, this is something that I've been working on for quite a while, and I am just pumped up about this. But I need your help a lot with this. So be prepared. I'm going to ask for things. But November 16th to the 18th, we're going to have a Youth Explosion teen rally. Now, I thought about taking a teenager and actually exploding them, because that would be really cool. And I'm guessing we can get some people here for that, but I don't think it's in the plans. So, but Youth Explosion, what is going to be? It's going to be like VBS for teenagers. Okay, it's going to be 6th through 12th grade, just because 6th graders do attend junior high. So I can't just say, okay, you can't come. So 6th grade through 12th grade, and I have a lot of different plans. When it comes a little closer, I like to be able to tell you some more things that's going on. But what my general idea is to do is, again, being in the public school, I have a great avenue already. I'm allowed to pass out some flyers. Again, I just can't just be out there passing, throw them in the air, and here, take this. But I am allowed to give it to the teenagers. They can pass it out. Like, Cheyenne goes to Springbrook, and she's so excited every week that I'm there. I'm still going to see if she is. But I can give it to her, and she can pass out flyers to her friends. And it's going to be 6:30 to 8 o'clock every evening for those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. What we're going to do is we're going to bring the teenagers in. We're going to bus them in if they can't get a ride. And we're going to have it just an hour and a half service. We'll be playing different games. And some of the games I'm just trying to see if we could play with the chandeliers and different things. I want to put a basketball hoop up here and play a three-point shootout, play games on the big screen with the Nintendo Wii, and do all those kind of things with that, and just have a lot of fun with the teenagers. But we're going to have every message that week's going to be a soul winning message, evangelist message. Brother Raymond will preach the first night. I'll preach the second night, and Pastor will close it out on Wednesday. But I have a huge goals for this. I don't want to see just 10 or 20 saved, which if that happens, I'll still be thrilled. I'll still praise God. I want to see this place packed out. You say, well, why would you say that? What if it doesn't happen? You look like a retard. It's like, well, better have some faith than none at all. So I want to see this place packed out. I'm going to try my very best to get as many people here as I can. But I know by myself, I can't just bring everybody. So I'm going to need some help in many different areas with this youth rally. And I have a sign-up sheet here, which is our motto here. Sign-up sheet. Or you're not a Christian. I don't know. It seems like we have sign-up sheets all the time for everything. I think most of them are mine anyway, so it's okay. But I'm going to need some food workers. Each night we are going to have some food. Whatever is pretty much the cheapest that we can. No. We'll have good food for the teenagers. But I'll need some people to prepare in the kitchen, to clean up in the kitchen. I'll need soul winners. So Mrs. Morin, I'll write you down. Pretty much. I know. She is the great soul winner. So I'll write her name down pretty much already, like 7 times. You do all the slots. She's mean, too. She pushes people all the way. It's my soul. So, I need some soul winners. You've never been to the fair with Mrs. Morin. I try to get somebody, and then she's like pushing me out of the way. She trips me. Oh, I'm sorry. And then she takes them away from me. It's like, come on. As long as I get saved, that's all that matters. But I think she just thinks she's a better soul winner than me. Let's see. No. All right. I need help with registration. Some crowd control. Again, I'm planning on having a lot of teenagers here, a lot of unsaved teenagers, maybe never been in church. Again, just to let you know, some of these teenagers might be weird looking. Well, what one's not? But they might be different. They might just come in here and give us a horrible attitude or whatever, but we're going to need help with maybe some of the crowd control. I'll need bus drivers, looking at people with CDLs, which I know we don't have a lot of people with CDLs, but I would love to see us use every single bus we have. That's what I would love to see. So I will need bus drivers. I know I have a CDL. I definitely like to be able to get bus drivers besides myself, just because I need to be here on property the whole time, so that if anyone has questions, well, what about this registration? Or this kid just stole something or whatever. Not that ever happens here, you know. Bus kids are great all the time. They're perfect. But I'll need help with that. I'll need bus workers. As far as bus workers, I do prefer to have men first. If we have no men step up, I'm sure the ladies will. It always happens that way. But I do need some bus workers, but I do need a lot of help with this. It's not going to work if just myself and Pastor and my wife are here and maybe a couple others. So, again, I know how many people, Pastor, put you on the spot, help normally with VBS? Do you know? I don't need 120, but if I did, that'd be awesome. I hope to have a lot of teenagers here. Again, it's not going to be like the VBS as far as having kids over the school here. So it's pretty much just coming here and just making sure no one, you know, leaves. So unless they get saved, then they can leave. You know, pressure them. No, we won't do that either. But I do need a lot of help with that, so I'm going to have Kenny. Can you pass these out to people? They can look at it while... So sign up. I do need a lot of help. If you want something to do with missions, this is a good missions field. Again, a lot of these teenagers, I can't find them at home. Okay, they have so many different things they're doing, but just being at the public school, being able to see them, get them here to the church, that is a great thing. And to be honest with you, I'm scared to death of this. Because I am scared to death of failing. I hate failing. But I know that we're not going to fail. So I shouldn't be scared, but I am. Does that make sense? All right. You got to be in ministry first for a little while. But I am so excited about this, but I am nervous about this as well. One thing I want to tell you about is we do need help financially. This is something that's not in the budget. So we do need some help. I'm not going to ask for your money. I'm just going to ask for you to take your money and spend it on something and then give it to me. If you notice downstairs, we have a little table set up between the missionaries and trying to overshadow their stuff. No, I'm not. But it has little things. They're yellow, or not yellow, pink. Pink ones, like Brother West likes, pink. Tie. Although I can't say that because I had a pink tie one of my bus kids, one of the Vera girls at college bought me, and I had to wear that a couple times, so I can't really make fun of you for that. So, but pink ones for the girls, blue ones for the guys. Now, what's going to have on this could be like football, $10 to $15, or basketball, $10 to $15, or again, believe it or not, girls like body pillows, I guess. That's what I was told. Okay, maybe they don't like body pillows. I was asking some of the teenage girls, what do girls like? Because, you know, it's easy to get guy stuff, football, you know, nunchucks, whatever, a knife. So it's easy to get guys something. But I'm trying to think of what girls like. And again, I'm not feminine in the least bit at all. Yes. All right, except for skits in college. Actually, that wasn't me. But I need help with that. What is downstairs? It's going to tell you an item, and it's going to have a dollar amount. What that dollar amount means is that's what the average thing costs. If you can get a football for $5, go ahead. If you can get a stuffed animal for less than $5, go ahead as well. But I do need people that are willing to spend a little money and support us this way. Because if I advertise, hey, teenagers, come. We're going to have preaching, singing, and you can get saved from hell. Eh. I'm going to give you an Xbox. Oh, yeah, let's go. So I'm going to try to give things away, again, trying to reward the teenagers for doing something right. So downstairs are different things. There is a couple of big-ticket items, like a bike. Again, if you can't give a whole part of a bike, that's fine. Just if you can give any type of money towards it, see me. The one big item I want to give away is a Xbox 360 or Nintendo Wii. Those roughly run about $200, so I know it's kind of expensive. Again, if you can help with a portion of that, maybe you and some other people want to get together and give part of that. Or I can get that one cheaper online, like eBay or something like that. Or if you're, you know, computer savvy, you can figure that out. Or just let me know. Just give me a little money. I can buy it. Again, I want to have a lot of things to give away because, again, we're not going to be able to get teenagers in by saying, here, come hear about Jesus. You know, we'll get some, and that's great. That, you know, you should say, well, they should come to hear Jesus. But most of these kids aren't saved. So why would they come to church? But to try to help them to come, give them motivation to come, give away some things. So again, if you can help me that way, just get downstairs, just take a ticket. Now, teenagers, don't just take them all and, you know, throw them away, and I'll be all excited. Yeah, they're all gone. Someone's going to buy something. Then it comes around, and I'm going to give away, like, I don't know, a pop can, like empty. So please do things like that. Again, if you can at all help us that way, again, we don't have a big budget for that right now built into the church budget. So if you can help us that way, I'd appreciate it. Again, just pray for us, though, with the different things going on with the public schools and the youth rally. I definitely need help with that. Again, also with teenage sewing on Wednesdays. If someone's able to help from about 3 till 5 o'clock, again, teenagers, I think, would appreciate it because it would make them so one instead of going to McDonald's and then coming back in a half hour and say, we had 10 saved. Yeah. So just have adults, if you can help me with that. But again, just keep all these things in your prayer. Again, I'm very excited about it. I have a lot of big plans even in the future, but I don't want to ask you for too much money yet. I mean, help and prayer. So again, pray for us. If you can help us financially with getting donations, again, you'll just see what the things are that we need. Just take one of those little tickets, and if you can buy those and have them, and we'll have a box right by the Welcome Center after every service. So again, thank you very much so much for listening. Thank you for your passion for teenagers, and thank you very much. I love you.
Hispano de la Iglesia Bautista Morena. cantar número 36, todos los que tengan sed, dice Señor.
Hermano mío, yo quiero usar a usted adentro de yo a mi izquierda, por favor, este micrófono, ¿sí? Este micrófono.
He said, my brother, I want you to come over to my left side and use this microphone.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Yo pienso es un honor que yo tengo aquí en este púlpito.
It's an honor to be here in this pulpit.
Yo recuerdo de más de 18 años pasados.
I remember from 18 years ago.
Que cuando yo no salvado, yo no sal, perdón, cuando antes de salvación.
I remember 18 years ago before I was saved.
Que esta experiencia de hoy,
this experience from today,
es solamente un sueño.
It's a dream.
It's a dream. Esto es tal honor de ser capaz de hablarle.
It's an honor to be able to speak to you.
Esta noche de este púlpito.
To speak to you this night from this pulpit.
Y durante una reunión tan importante como como la conferencia de misiones,
like the missions conference here,
hace varias semanas cuando Pastor Rogers,
a few weeks ago,
me pidió hablar el lunes por la noche.
Pastor asked me to speak Monday night.
Y presentar el ministerio hispano.
And to present the Spanish ministry.
Conteste al pastor que yo consideraría.
I answered him.
Una maravillosa oportunidad de compartir mi carga.
This is a marvelous opportunity to share my burden.
Y trabajo con la gente de hablar español alrededor de nuestra ciudad y condado.
And to talk about my burden for the Spanish-speaking people here in the county.
Vamos a orar.
Let us pray.
Querido Padre,
dear Heavenly Father,
le agradezco por salvarme hace casi 18 años.
I thank you, Lord, for saving me 18 years ago.
Le agradezco por darme una maravillosa vida.
I thank you for giving a marvelous life.
Una maravillosa esposa.
A marvelous wife.
Y tres hijas increíbles.
And three incredible daughters.
Gracias por colocarme en el ministerio aquí en Michigan.
Thank you for the ministry here in Michigan.
Lloro aquel a Cristo será visto por las palabras.
I pray that Christ will be seen by these words, through these words.
Que son dichas esta noche.
These words that will be said tonight.
Le amo, Dios.
I love you, God.
Por almas.
For souls.
Amen.
Amen.
En los tres años pasados que mi familia ha vivido aquí en Adrian.
In the past 3 years that we've lived here in Adrian.
Y ha servido en la Iglesia Bautista Berea.
And we've served here in Berean Baptist Church.
Hemos visto tantas cosas milagrosas ocurrir.
We have seen many miracles pass here in the church.
Hemos visto la confianza, personas no salvadas aceptan Cristo.
We've seen the people's trust and these people trusting Christ.
La gente después en el bautismo de creyentes.
The people after being baptized.
Enfermedades terminales curadas por el poder de Jesucristo solo.
Sicknesses being cured by God.
Y muchos de nuestros estudiantes escolares cristianos que vienen más cerca a Dios.
And many of the Christian school students becoming closer to God.
Hemos visto hasta la graduación de muchos santos de esta iglesia.
We've seen the death of many different saints, saved people here in the church.
Tenemos memorias.
We have memories.
De más de 67 años.
We have
memorias de más de 67 años.
He's saying we have memories of more than 67 years.
En la historia de esta iglesia.
Oh, in the history of this church. I'm sorry.
Perdón. Con permiso.
He says, forgive me.
Okay. Gran.
I forgive you.
Sí, sí. Gran alegría en sirviendo al Señor.
Great joy in serving the Lord.
Yo quiero que cada uno de nosotros piense en la gerencia piadosa, rica que tenemos.
I would like each and every person to think about their inheritance, their rich inheritance that we have.
Aquí en la Iglesia Bautista Berea.
Here at Berean Baptist Church.
Por favor, no dé, por supuesto, lo que usted tiene aquí en esta iglesia.
Do not forget what you have here at this church.
Somos una gente bendita.
We are a people with many blessings.
Tenemos a un pastor que ora para usted.
We have a pastor that prays for you.
Continuamente.
Continually.
Él tiene un corazón para usted.
He has a heart for you.
Él tiene una visión para nosotros.
He has a vision for us.
Él tiene un deseo de cada uno de nosotros para ponerse más cercano a nuestro Salvador.
He has a desire that each one of us would be more closer to Jesus, to the Savior.
En 1942, unas familias en Adrian, Michigan,
some families here in Adrian, Michigan,
Pensó que era absolutamente necesario establecer una iglesia.
They thought it was very necessary to establish a church here in Adrian, Michigan.
Basada en la Biblia.
Based in the Bible.
El temor de Dios.
In the fear of God.
Acción de ganas almas.
In this area of winning souls.
Una iglesia bautista.
A Baptist church.
Con esta visión.
With this vision.
La iglesia de Bautista de Barea fue establecida.
Berean Baptist Church was established this way.
Los miles de vidas han sido traídos a un conocimiento que ahora de Jesucristo.
There have been thousands that have been brought to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Los matrimonios han sido reparados.
Marriages have been repaired.
Nuestro paseo con Cristo ha sido más dulce.
Our journey with Christ has become sweeter.
Y la palabra de Dios ha sido hecha viva por la predicación de la palabra de Dios.
The word of God has been made alive through the preaching of the word of God.
Por los pastores que han predicado de este púlpito durante los 67 años pasados.
Through the different pastors that have preached behind this pulpit the last 67 years.
Una visión que esta iglesia ha tenido durante más de 20 años.
There has been a vision that this church has had for the past 67 years.
20 años, por favor, 20
20 years.
Años ha sido el establecimiento de un ministerio para alcanzar a la gente de hablar español. Okay. Ha tenido durante más de 20 años ha sido el establecimiento
for 20 years or lo siento hermano no le entiendo.
Okay. Para más de 20 años nosotros
for more than 20 years
nosotros tenemos un deseo. Un deseo para tener un ministerio para los hispanohablantes.
Okay. For the past 20 years there has been a desire for there to be a Spanish ministry here in this area.
El condado Lenawee y
Lenawee County.
Y en esta región de Michigan Sudoeste.
In this region of South.
In Michigan Sudoeste.
In this area of Michigan.
Sí. La gente que necesita el evangelio.
The people need the gospel.
La gente como usted y mí.
People like you and I.
La gente que tiene que oír la verdad del amor de Dios.
The people need to hear about the love of God.
Su poder
his
del
power,
perdón.
His power in forgiving.
Y su gracia de ahorro.
His grace in prayer.
La respuesta a muchos de sus oraciones llegó.
The answer to many prayers has come.
El 12 de octubre de 2008.
The 12th of October of 2008.
Con el principio de la Iglesia Bautista Barea Hispano.
With the beginning of Berean Baptist Church in Spanish.
A fin de alcanzar a las más de 8,000 personas de hablar español en esta comunidad.
After having reached 8,000 people, Spanish-speaking people in this area? Is that what you're saying?
No, hay más de
8,000. Oh, there are more than 8,000
sí, hay más de 8,
people, Spanish-speaking people in this area.
Y hemos invertido tiempo.
We have invested much time.
Energía.
Energy,
dinero,
money,
oraciones,
prayers,
y el más importantemente,
and more importantly,
el amor incondicional de Dios,
the unconditional love of God,
a un grupo perdido y agonizante,
to a group, a lost group of people, agonizing,
de la gente,
this group of people.
Recuerdo el primer servicio hace un año.
I remember the first service about a year ago.
Yo era nervioso.
I was very, very nervous.
Soy todavía nervioso.
I still am nervous.
La razón.
The reason.
Quiero que cada alma reciba un mensaje claro.
I want each person to receive a clear message.
Sobre el regalo gratis de salvación.
About the free gift of salvation.
Que solo Cristo puede proveer.
That only Jesus can supply.
Quiero que la gente deje hablar español de nuestro condado.
I want the people, the Spanish-speaking people of this county,
sepa que ellos tienen a Dios que los ama.
I want them to know that God loves them.
Y que ellos tienen una iglesia que los ama también.
And I want them to know that they have a church that loves them also.
La llegada de mi familia de Seattle, Washington.
When we came from Seattle, Washington.
En el julio de 2006.
In July of 2006.
No era ningún accidente.
It wasn't an accident. It wasn't by chance.
Sé que nos trajeron aquí para tal tiempo como este.
We were brought here for such a time as this.
Una pregunta para ustedes.
A question for y'all.
¿Quién irá y dirá un mundo perdido y agonizante sobre Jesucristo?
Who will go and tell an agonizing world about the Lord Jesus Christ?
Ayer con la predicación de la palabra de Dios.
Yesterday with the preaching of the word of God.
Por el hermano Lema.
By Brother Lema.
Vimos nuestro 52 servicio.
We saw our 52nd service.
El 11 de octubre, el próximo domingo, celebraremos nuestro primer aniversario de año.
Next Sunday, the 11th of October, we will celebrate our first year anniversary.
Durante este primer año, hemos tenido mucha primera vez a invitados.
During this year, we have had many first-time visitors come.
Hemos visto muchas decisiones personales y salvaciones.
We have seen many personal decisions and also decisions in the area of salvation.
Debemos alcanzar el perdido.
We must reach the lost.
Durante cada semana,
during each week,
raramente veo a cualquier otra persona o grupo que llama en puertas.
I hardly see other folks out knocking on doors.
Y dice a la gente detrás de aquellas puertas.
And telling the folks behind those doors.
Sobre las noticias buenas.
About the good news.
Sobre Jesucristo.
About Jesus Christ.
Y que Él es el único camino que una persona puede evitar ir al infierno.
That He is the only way that a person can avoid going to hell.
Dios es tan increíble.
God is incredible.
Pensamos en el tamaño enorme de Dios.
We think about the enormous size of God.
Yo pienso sobre el mensaje de nuestro hermano Cook.
I think about the message that Brother Cook preached.
Y en comparación, nosotros estamos como polvo.
In comparison to God, we are like dust.
Pero Él sabe todos nuestros pensamientos.
But He knows all of our thoughts.
Todos los acciones.
All of our actions.
Todas las vidas en el mundo.
He knows about all the lives here in this world.
Más de 6.6 billones de personas.
More than 6.6 billion people.
Dios es tan increíble.
God is incredible.
Él nos conoce por el hombre, perdón. Él nos conoce por el nombre.
God knows us by name.
Aún Él nos protege en la palma de su mano.
He has us in the palm of His hand. He protects us.
Y Él quiere el mejor para usted y para mí.
He wants the best for you and for I.
No hay ningunos errores con Dios.
There are no errors with God.
Sus caminos son perfectos.
His ways are perfect.
Él tiene un plan para usted y para mí.
He has a plan for you and for I.
Para los shepherds.
For the shepherds.
Y para los niños.
And for the children.
Para los adultos.
For the adults.
Para todas edades.
For all the different ages.
Incluyendo para cada persona en Adrián.
He has a plan for each and every person in Adrián.
Incluso la gente de hablar español.
Including the Spanish-speaking people.
Y para cada alma alrededor del mundo.
And for each and every soul here in the world.
Mi objetivo para cada uno de ustedes.
My object, my goal for each one of you.
Esta noche es compartir simplemente con usted como claramente Dios me habló.
Is to share with you clearly what God has told me.
Hace mucho, muchos años.
From many years ago.
Y me mostró su plan perfecto para mi vida.
And he showed me his perfect plan for my life.
Y como él puede y hacer el mismo para usted en su vida también.
How God can, and he can do the same thing in your life as he did in mine.
Yo no me importa.
It doesn't matter to me.
Hermano.
Brother.
Enfermo. No, gracias. Cuando yo vivía...
Somebody's sick. I don't know who it is.
No sé. So, cuando yo vivía en el estado de Carolina del Norte...
When I lived in North Carolina before...
Sirviendo en los militares para los Marine Corps...
Serving in the Marine Corps...
Asistí en la iglesia de la iglesia bautista... yo uso la palabra en inglés. No gracia, pero grace. Cuando...
When I attended Grace Baptist Church,
sí, hermano, gracias. In Jacksonville, Carolina del Norte.
In Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Mi pastor durante este tiempo era Pastor Rodney Padat.
My pastor during this time was Pastor Rodney
Padat.
Padat.
Y él estaba siempre bien en la enseñanza de la iglesia.
He was always correct in the way of teaching in the church.
Sobre la doctrina de Biblia.
About the doctrine of the Bible.
Y cómo vivir vidas piadosas.
And how to live holy lives.
Una tarde cuando yo aconsejaba con Pastor Piedad.
One afternoon when I was counseling with the pastor when he was talking to me.
Él me dio una referencia de Biblia.
He gave me a Bible reference.
Por favor, ahora, por favor, dobla en su Biblia. A Primera Juan 4:18, por
Let's
favor.
Go to, in our Bibles to 1 John 4:8.
4:18. Primera 4, sí, 4:18.
1 John 4:18.
La palabra de Dios dice, en el, perdón. La palabra de Dios dice,
The word of God says,
En el amor no hay temor.
There is no fear in love.
Sino que el perfecto amor echa fuera el temor.
But perfect love casteth out fear.
Porque el temor lleva en sí castigo.
Because fear hath torment.
De donde el que teme.
He that feareth.
No ha sido perfeccionado en el amor.
Is not made perfect in love.
Él dijo.
He said.
Hermano Chase, todo que usted hace para el Señor.
Brother Chase, all that you do in the Lord.
Nunca debería ser hecho en el miedo.
Should never be done in fear.
Este incluiría.
This also includes.
Nuestro servicio a Dios.
Our service to God.
Nuestras relaciones con otros.
Our prayers for others.
Y aun cuando salimos y decimos a otros sobre Cristo.
Even when we go out and tell others about Jesus.
Él me recordó que debemos parecer a Cristo.
He Perdón. Otra vez.
Él me recordó.
He reminded me.
Que debemos parecer.
That we should appear.
A Cristo.
To God, to Christ.
Sus embajadores.
As his ambassadors.
Nunca deberíamos tener el miedo cuando Dios nos da una orden.
We should never fear when God has given us a command.
O cuando Él nos muestra su voluntad para nuestras vidas.
Or when he shows us his will for our lives.
Todos los personas, todos los miembros, los invitados en este auditorio tiene una voluntad de Dios.
Every person here in this auditorium, God has a will for you.
El hermano Hayes mencionó este verso esta mañana.
Brother Hayes mentioned this verse this morning.
Pero por favor, dobla a Isaías 55:12.
Go to Isaiah 55. Otra vez, hermano.
12.
55:12.
Este pasaje es una descripción de debe ser nuestra descripción de nuestra vida, nuestras vidas.
This passage should be a description of our lives.
La palabra de Dios dice, ¿por qué con alegría saldréis?
The Bible says, for ye shall go out with joy.
Y con paz seréis vueltos.
Y I'm going to speak in Spanish. And be led forth with peace.
Los montes y los callados levantarán canción delante de vosotros.
The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing.
Y todos los árboles del campo darán palmadas de aplauso.
And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Realmente creo que este debería ser nuestras vidas hoy.
This should be an example of our lives today.
Nosotros no debemos vivir nuestras vidas en el miedo.
We shouldn't live our lives in fear.
Por ejemplo, nuestra presentación ayer con los musulmanes.
For example, our presentation yesterday about the Muslims.
Pero tener la alegría.
We should have joy.
Y ser conducir en la paz.
And we should have peace.
Nuestros misioneros esta semana sirven al Señor no en el miedo.
Our missionaries don't serve God in fear.
Pero por la fe.
But by faith.
La fe que solo Jesucristo puede dar.
The faith that only Jesus Christ can give.
Por la alegría.
For the joy.
Una alegría que solo viene con una relación con Cristo.
A joy that only comes through prayer to Jesus.
La palabra relación es
incorrecta. Relation.
Relación, perdón.
Okay, the joy that comes through a relation with Jesus.
Aun cuando las dificultades y las tormentas.
Even when there are difficulties and torments, problems.
Los procesos.
The processes.
Y desafían.
That challenge us.
Entran en nuestras vidas.
They come into our lives.
Estos criados de Dios.
These things are brought on by God.
Saben que ellos siguen el mandamiento simple de Dios.
They follow the commandment of God.
Simplemente en Marcos 16:15.
In Mark 16:15.
La palabra de Dios dice en Marcos 16:15.
The word of God says in Mark 16:15.
Y les dijo.
And he said unto them.
Id por todo el mundo.
Go into all the world.
Y predicad el evangelio a toda criatura.
And preach the gospel to every creature.
Una pregunta para nosotros.
A question for each one of us.
¿Le incluye esta tarde?
Does this verse... Are you included in it this afternoon?
Si, su respuesta es no.
If your answer is no.
¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why?
Una breve historia.
A brief story.
Okay. Espero que usted escuche con cuidado.
I hope that you listen carefully.
Y usará esta historia.
And I'm going to use this story.
Y se aplicará a cualquier Dios le llama para hacer.
And this will be applied to whatever God might call you to do.
Quizás debe dar a misiones.
Maybe you should be giving for missions.
Quizás debe comenzar a pagar el diezmo.
Maybe you should start giving the tithe.
O tal vez debe ir simplemente.
Or maybe you should.
Y decir a otros sobre Cristo.
Go and tell others about Jesus Christ.
Recuerde que nunca debería haber miedo en el servicio del Señor.
Remember that there should never be fear in your service to God.
En el verano de 1995,
in the summer of 1995,
un martes por la tarde,
Tuesday for the afternoon, in the afternoon,
aproximadamente 13 miembros de iglesia,
about 13 members of the church,
se encontraron en la iglesia de la iglesia Bautista Gracia.
There was about 13 people in Grace Baptist Church
para ganar almas,
to go out soul winning.
El pastor Piedad tenía muchos naipes. Folletos, tarjetas de
okay.
Información sobre otros.
Okay. The pastor had many tracts and flyers.
Especialmente tarjetas que contiene información sobre nuestros vecinos.
Cards that had information about our neighbors to go visit them.
Sí, información de contacto sobre familias que viven en Jacksonville, Carolina del Norte.
Families that live in Jacksonville in North Carolina.
Yo normalmente iba a la ganancia de almas durante este día.
I normally went soul winning on these days.
Pero esta tarde era diferente.
But this afternoon was different.
Pastor Pedot preguntó.
Pastor Pedot, he asked.
¿Qué a quién gustaría visitar una familia española?
Who would like to visit a Spanish family?
El Espíritu Santo me habló.
The Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Pero no levanté mi mano.
But I didn't raise my hand.
Fui asustado.
I was afraid.
Después de varios segundos,
after different seconds, after a little bit of time,
el Espíritu Santo dijo,
the Holy Spirit said,
¡vaya!
Go.
Vaya.
Go.
Diga la familia sobre Jesús.
Tell that family about Jesus.
No tenga miedo.
Don't be afraid.
Mi alma ganando al compañero esta noche.
He went soul winning with his partner. That evening, that afternoon.
Esta noche era mi hermano, Joshua Norton.
He went with brother Joshua Norton.
Hoy tanto Josh como su esposa May son misioneros a la República Checa.
Him and his wife are missionaries in the Czech Republic.
Apoyamos su trabajo.
We support their work.
Pero Josh y yo condujimos a la casa y llamamos en la puerta.
Josh and myself, we went to that house and were knocking at the door.
Una familia que incluyó abuelos, niños y nietos.
A family that had grandparents and parents and grandchildren.
Todos quien no dijo el inglés.
None of them spoke English.
Vivieron en esta casa.
They lived in this house. These 10 people lived in this house.
Pedí a Dios usarme.
I begged God to use me.
Y después de que y hora y media de presentar el evangelio a esta familia.
After presenting the gospel to them for an hour and a half.
10 almas fueron salvadas.
10 people were saved.
Y en su camino al cielo.
And on their way to heaven.
Era en este tiempo.
It was in this time.
Hace más de 14 años.
More than 14 years ago this happened.
Que realicé que Dios me hablaba.
That God spoke to me.
Sin cualquier miedo.
Without any fear.
Y él me decía que yo usaría la lengua española para almas.
He said to me that I would use the Spanish tongue. I would speak Spanish.
Y reino de Dios.
To preach and about the kingdom of God.
Y no para mí. Y no para mí y para lo que yo podría beneficiar.
And not something that was for my benefit, something that was for me.
Realice, originalmente yo estudié.
Originally, I studied.
La idioma español.
The Spanish language.
Para negocios internacionales.
For international business.
Para ganar mucho dinero para mí.
To earn money for myself.
Pero en esta noche, más de 14 años.
But in this night, a little more than 14 years ago.
Yo realicé.
I came back.
Que yo debo ganar almas.
That I should win souls.
Por favor, entienda.
Please understand.
Estudié la lengua durante muchos años.
I studied the Spanish language for many years.
¿Para qué?
Why?
Para un grado de escuela de negocios internacionales.
To have a title, something that I could use for myself, a business title.
Pero Dios sabía la verdadera historia.
But God knew the real reason.
Todos y cada uno de ustedes esta tarde.
All of us and each and every one of you this afternoon, this evening.
Tiene talentos y capacidades.
You have talents and capacities, things that you can do.
Dios puede y usarle.
God can use even you.
Una pregunta.
A question for you.
¿Le dejará usted usarle?
Will you let God use you?
Sepa que Dios le ama.
Do you know that God loves you?
Él quiere el mejor para su vida.
He wants the best for your life.
Recuerde a Hebreos 13, 5 a 6.
Remember Hebrews 13, 5 and 6.
La palabra de Dios dice en Hebreos 13, 5 a 6.
Hebrews 13, 5 and 6.
Sean vuestras costumbres sin avaricia. Perdón, hermano.
Es que necesito un púlpito, hermano.
Sí, perdón.
Let your conversation be without covetousness.
Contentos con lo que tenías ahora.
And be content with such things as you have.
Porque él dijo.
For he hath said.
No te desampararé.
I will never leave thee.
Ni te dejaré.
Nor forsake thee.
De manera que podemos decir confiadamente.
So that we may boldly say.
El Señor es mi ayudador.
The Lord is my helper.
No temeré.
I will not fear.
Lo que me pueda hacer el hombre.
What man shall do unto me.
El tiempo para ponerse ocupado en el servicio del Señor es ahora.
The time to put yourself in the service of God is right now.
El verso en el cual he confiado durante muchos años.
The verse that I have trusted in over many, many years of time.
Y el que para el cual uso casi todo en mi vida es Romanos 13, 11.
The verse that I use in my life, Romans 13, 11.
Romanos 13, 11 dice.
Romans 13, 11 says.
Y esto, conociendo el tiempo.
And that knowing the time.
Que es ya hora de levantarnos del sueño.
That now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
Porque ahora está más cerca de nosotros nuestra salvación que cuando creímos.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
En conclusión.
In conclusion.
¿Por qué dejaría usted a un minuto pasar?
Why would you let another minute pass by?
¿Por qué esperaría usted?
Why would you wait?
Nada es una coincidencia.
Nothing is a coincidence.
Todo pasa para un objetivo.
Everything happens with a reason, with a purpose.
Un propósito.
With a purpose.
Esta conferencia es
this
para
conference
usted.
Is for you.
Las 6.6 billones de personas
the
en el 6. Mundo.
6 billion people in the world.
Confían en usted esta noche.
They are trusting in you tonight.
La gente muere esta noche y va al infierno.
The people are dying and going to hell.
Vaya ahora.
Go right now.
Diga un mundo perdido.
Tell a lost world.
Y agonizante.
An agonizing world.
Sobre el que.
About what God.
Y solo Salvador.
About God the Savior.
¿Vendría usted esta noche?
Will you come tonight?
Venga.
Come.
Venga.
Come.
Todos puestos a pie.
Let's stand to our feet.
Cada rostro inclinado.
Let's bow our heads.
Todos ojos cerrados.
And let's close our eyes.
El Pastor Rogers, por favor.
As Pastor comes.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. God speaking to your heart. You come right now. Come on, God speaking to your heart. You don't need music. Amen. God speaking to your heart. Something to pray about. Something to pray about. Something God's laid on your heart. Boy, that's wonderful. What a sight. What a blessing. Amen. Come on, God speaking to your heart. Could be about the teen ministry. Could be about what do you fear tonight? What is it that's scaring you from doing what God wants you to do? What could it be? What keeps you from going ahead and writing that check? God spoke to your heart about it. You know you're supposed to do it. What keeps you from doing what you... Is it fear? God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Come on, God's speaking to your heart tonight. You have a decision to make. That's why we came. Amen. Amen. Any others need to come? One more verse. Amen. Be seated for just a second. I just wanted to mention, you of course, especially if you sit in the back, you can't see all that's going on. But as Brother Chase is preaching Spanish, and Brother Lema is interpreting in English, and then the deaf ministry is sharing their language. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And I just hope that gave you just a little bit of an idea of how it is. And in so many churches, most of the preaching is in English. Somebody interprets to the Spanish. It is such a blessing to have Brother Chase. And as he said, years ago he went to college, he took Spanish, and he was going to use it to make lots of money in business. But God had another plan. Now, all I say, and I know why he said that, and I'm telling you, you did stuff like that too. You thought you did something, took a class, learned some things, enhanced a talent, whatever. You thought it was for you. You thought it was something you would use someday, and that's okay. Let God have it. Let God have it. That's what I got from Brother Chase. He is marveling that God would let him lead his first soul to Christ years ago, and it was many, and be involved in that in the Spanish language. That wasn't his plan. That was God's plan. And I'm just saying, all over this room, folks have talent like that. You say, well, what could I do? What could I possibly do? How many of you were saved as a teenager? Stand up. Saved as a teenager, all right? I was. Look at all these folks saved as a teenager. As a teenager. Okay, you can be seated. Let me say something to you folks. What teenager is at Adrian High School that may come on that youth explosion? And 20 years from now, they're going to stand when we say how many of you were saved as a teenager. You could help. That's what you could do. You could sit with teenagers. You could help register teenagers. You could help in the soul winning. Kathy doesn't get to lead everybody to the Lord. And you could have a part. You could buy the football. You could buy basketball. You could buy the pillow. I am my wife's pillow. So, but you know, you could have. That's something you could do. You say, "Well, I want to do something." That's something you can do. How many of you that speak Spanish here were saved as a result of some kind of Spanish ministry? It was a Spanish ministry, and that's how you got saved. You stand. Go ahead, stand up. How many of you? Look at that. I mean, look, this is our service right here. You can be seated. Thank you. You know, I can't even understand what Brother Chase said. I don't know anything about that. You know what? You can pray. And you can encourage him. And when the numbers are low like they are right now, you can be an encouragement. And you can let them know, hey, we need this. We need this so desperately, because we do. We really do. What can I do? How many of you were saved because of the bus ministry? Stand. Saved because of the bus ministry. Look at that. Wow, I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, and you were a missionary. 4. Wait a minute. Do you see that? That's the bus ministry. What can I do? Why? I'll be honest. You know, Mrs. Pala, you're going to Brazil. Somebody led her to the Lord. They'll never go to Brazil. Probably whoever led you to the Lord. I don't know who it was. Is in the bus ministry. You had a bus captain, bus driver. That bus driver, do you know who that is? Do you remember who it was? You think they'll ever go to Brazil? Probably not. So they'll never win a soul in Brazil. But they were part of winning her. See what I'm saying, folks? You know, that's how you say, where'd all these people come? How do they all get? That's how. It's just folks. Somebody had got a CDL. That's all. Just somebody got a CDL. They couldn't go to Brazil. They couldn't get up and preach. They'd be terrified to do what Brother Chase just did. Okay? They'll never do that. But you know what you can do? You could write a number, a bus number on somebody's hand. See? You could drive that bus. I'm just saying. Come on. Hey, Listen, take up your cross. Your cross. It's what you can do. And whatever it is, it's what you could do. I couldn't help as they were up here. And for me, I can't even, I mean, I've had an interpreter before. I spoke in a Spanish church and had an interpreter, and it is the most awkward thing in all the world. It is a tough thing. But I couldn't help but think as they were going through all that, I was thinking of Sarah. And she's going to a place where they don't even have a written language. And she's going to write it. You say, why? You know, what could I do? Well, she decided that's what she can do. You know, she's not going to get up and preach, although she could out-preach probably most of the preachers in Adrian. Because I heard her last night. She could, guaranteed. I'm just saying she's not going to do that. You say, well, I'm not a preacher. I don't get up and sing. I don't. But see what I'm saying? What? How can they read the Bible if they don't even have a written language? She's going to go write their language out for them. And then they're going to get the Word of God. Somebody said, preacher, that's going to take a long time. Yeah, but somebody has to do it. Now, I don't know if you could do that or not. I don't know if you could hike 2 hours to the nearest, looks like, it's not a Walmart either. I got news for you. You know, the nearest hut to buy some goods. You know, 2 hours and then give your life to just writing a language just so the people can read what we take for granted and don't even look at through the day. But it's what she can do. What can you do? Could you buy a football? Could you, you know, what can you do? And that's what it's all about this week, folks. That's what it's all about. I'll tell you, my heart is so blessed. I'm so honored to have Caleb Engel. I'm so honored to have Kevin Chase and our staff and these ministries. I just sat there and just so proud of this little group of folks singing Spanish and just rejoicing because they're us. Amen. And it's our ministry, and it's how many, you know, 20 years from now, we say how many were saved from the Spanish man, and a whole section stands up. So that's what I'm talking about. You say, well, preacher, I just don't seem to fit in. Let me tell you something. There's so much you could do. Figure it out. There's something you can do as well. Thank you so much, Father, for the good service tonight. Lord, we didn't look across the world. We looked right here, our own county. Lord, there's teenagers that need Jesus. There's people in our own block that have knife marks and razor marks, cutting their arms and their legs, thoughts of suicide. They need Jesus. They need to know somebody loves them and someone cares. Lord, I pray that we'd reach them. Help our whole church be involved in winning these kids to Christ. And Lord, every day, anytime we're in a store, anytime, God, we're anywhere in our county, in a store, a business, we hear someone in an aisle over, someone next to us speaking the Spanish language. And we can't tell them because we can't speak it. Thank you that there are those in our church that can. Help us to reach folks that speak Spanish with the gospel. Please continue to use our church, Lord. Help us do our part for America. And I pray that everybody here will decide to take up our cross and follow you till you come, till we go. Please bless us. Continue to bless our week and speak to our hearts, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.